I'm Peter Gay Hodges with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, August 24. Coming up, Master Plan for Government Campus Project on Track, agricultural production to be boosted at Richmond Farm Correctional Center, and road rehabilitation project to get underway in St. Andrew. The news in detail after the break.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-9748-9.
Now the news. General Manager of the Urban Development Corporation, Dr. Damian Graham, says the agency is on track to complete the first phase of the planned government campus project by January of next year. The first stage is the development of a master plan that will govern the entire project. This stage is well underway via a non-exclusive, non-binding, limited time frame memorandum of understanding with Chinese firm China State Construction Engineering Corp. Limited. The project includes the construction of a new parliament building, approximately 17 ministries and agencies, commercial and residential developments on lands within National Heroes Circle in Kingston.
We're in the twilight of the concept development or terms of reference. We hope to provide a recommendation to the government in respect to the overall rough order of magnitude costs, as well as the economic impact, jobs, etc., social impact, the projected time frame for a build out.
Once the master plan is complete, Dr. Graham says the UDC will proceed to the design and development phase, under which members of the public will be able to submit designs for the construction of the Parliament building and a museum to be established in the complex. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley is reassuring the public that the newly launched gov.jm is a secure portal, which will not compromise the personal information of users. Dr. Wheatley says a new web security policy was completed recently, which stipulates that all government websites put necessary structures in place to ensure that they have maximum security. The gov.jm portal, which was launched in August, is a one-stop shop website that allows persons to conduct business with various government agencies.
We are committed to ensuring that all government websites are safe and that any information that is passed or stored is protected. We do our best to ensure that we put in place the necessary measures to prevent hackers from getting into our system.
Services currently available using the gov.jm online portal are tax and traffic fine payments, bill payments, and applications for passport, birth, death, and marriage certificates, and a driver's license. The National Works Agency, NWA, is embarking on an $88 million road rehabilitation project along the Essex Hall to Burnt Shop roadway in St. Andrew. Acting Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Janelle Ricketts, says this involves the rehabilitation of 3.6 kilometers of roadway.
And it involves significant drainage improvement, the repairs to breakaways, which existed along the corridor, as well as the construction of gable and retaining walls and other retaining structures, and also the asphalting of the roadway.
The project, which got underway in April 2017, is expected to be completed by October 2017. And the Ministry of National Security will be partnering with the Agriculture Ministry to boost agricultural production at the Richmond Farm Adult Correctional Center in St. Mary. The collaborative effort between the two ministries is geared towards maximizing the use of the correctional facility's 300-acre property for the production of tree crops and other produce for consumption at the center. The initiative is also expected to enhance the training and rehabilitation program at the correctional facility. The Agriculture Ministry, through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, will provide input materials such as seedlings, pesticides and fertilizers, as well as technical assistance and training.
This is how we are going to utilize all of our institutions to maximize the use of the government assets and to show you how we intend to monitor it and to evaluate it so that we can establish that we are using the acres as best as possible.
Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.